Today, what I'm going to be talking about is the eight essential things that you need to be doing in order to lose weight. So, if you want to lose weight, let's talk about that. We know the new year's coming, December's starting, but the new year is right around the corner. And I know the number one thing that you're going to be trying to do this year, that's going to be losing weight. So, I got eight things that can help you do that. Let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. One, two.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're conquering it. I hope you are attacking it with some positivity. I know I have been. So let me give you an update on my Achilles tendon repair recovery. It has been 6 weeks since I had surgery. I have started PT finally, physical therapy. I'm excited about it. It's going very, very slow, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with being slow, taking my time, making sure that I feel good, that I recover well. I don't care about recovering fast. I want to recover well. I want to be able to last longer in all the activities that I'm doing eventually. So I'm just hoping right now that I don't get overwhelmed, that I don't get underwhelmed, I guess you could say as well. And it has really been a journey so far. I have learned a lot about myself over the last 6 weeks. I've also learned a lot that if you tear your Achilles, it affects your entire body. I mean, it really is the Achilles heel, no pun intended, I guess, in your life. I've realized that I need the Achilles and you need the Achilles. So make sure that you're stretching well. If you get a chance, go and Google Achilles stretches, Achilles exercises. Keep those Achilles strong. As my kids get older, I'm gonna start making them do a lot of Achilles things, especially as they start playing sports, because I would never, ever want any of you, any of my kids to ever go through an injury like this. And if you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know the mental, it takes such a mental toll on you, the mentality of it, the pain, the rediscovery, the ups and the downs, the mental game that you play every single day. I really don't look forward to the future as far as what I mean by that is I don't look to the next 2 weeks or, hey, in a month we got this plan. I really live day to day. And I know I my whole life I've been told, hey, today live in the present, live in the present, stay here, do this. And I really am living in the present. And I get frustrated, I do, because I have had some setbacks. I don't want to have any more setbacks. I'm hoping my leg gets well enough that next week I'm back in a shoe and I'm walking. I don't think I can get rid of the boot completely, but I'm definitely going to be able to be walking, and I hope that happens, because this boot is getting on my nerves. It's hurting me really. It's scraping away at the tissue, the top layer of tissue of my skin. And so I'm just ready to get away from it. So that's kind of an update, 2 or 3 minute update of what's going on in my life. I'm still strength training. I'm still lifting upper body weights. I definitely can tell I'm getting stronger. I can definitely tell I'm putting on more muscle mass in my upper body. I'm starting to do leg extensions. I'm starting to do leg curls in the machine. I'm starting to do single leg presses. So if anybody tells you and you go through an injury, if they tell you, hey, don't try to just do one-sided things for right now until you get to the other one, well, it's not true. You need to train your right leg. If your left leg is hurt, continue to train your right leg. Vice versa, if your right leg's hurt, continue training your left leg. And I think that's something that I've really started more thinking process, and that's what me and my physical therapist have been talking about too. There's a lot of things that change over time. There's a lot of new advancements in therapy and things, but for right now, it's just taking it slow. So I'm not comparing myself to Aaron Rodgers by no means. All right, let's dive into it. So here are eight weight loss essentials that you need to be doing today in order to help you lose weight. And these are super simple, but you're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to take the time to be consistent and have patience. Just like what I'm going through right now, I have to have a lot of patience. The same thing goes for you. You need to practice having patience. You're not going to get to your goals tomorrow. You won't. It's going to take time. I have to really put into my brain every single day that this is going to take at least 6 months for me to really feel like I'm going anywhere, right? Like I actually am back to like jumping or running or doing those things. I don't even think by 6 months I will be, but I really do have to have that mindset of maybe one day I'll get there. But just think about it, in a year, it'll be a memory. In a year, I'll be back to doing what I'm doing. And the same thing goes for you. When you're wanting to lose weight, think about where you're headed in a year. You will be a completely different person. It just takes time. We both have to practice patience, if you're with me with that. So here's number one. You need to be walking a lot, a lot. Right now, I'm getting anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 steps a day because I'm able to walk in a boot. Before, I used to get anywhere from 10K to 15K steps a day. So I want you to shoot for 7 to 10K. Even if it's cold outside, you can always hop on a treadmill after a workout. You can always do things indoors. Heck, go to the mall and walk. They still do that. You don't have to be part of the mall walk group. Here I come. I'm walking with the mall walkers. you can go walk in the mall. I think that's a big thing. You know, grocery stores, around your home. Anytime I go to Sam's Club on Sundays, I take a look at my watch. Not so much anymore because I can't walk very far. But before, I'd always look at my watch, and I'd notice that I'd take anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 steps just by walking in Sam's Club. So if you have a Costco, something, you just need to walk every day. I think that's going to be the big thing for you, walking every single day. Number two, you need to be sleeping at least 7 to 9 hours a night, 6 to 8, 7 to 9. But sleep is going to be a big, big component in your weight loss journey. If you're sleeping, you're going to be less hungry. If you're sleeping, your hormones are going to work better. If you sleep, you're just going to feel a lot better. I recently heard, I've been watching Hard Knocks. Me and Kate, we love Hard Knocks. So Hard Knocks is a in-season or a preseason football, NFL. They follow a football team, and you kind of get behind-the-scenes look. You get to watch what they're doing at practice, and then when they come in at halftime, the things, the adjustments that they make, how they're talking. Well, the coach of the Miami Dolphins, he's telling his players during their rest days or during the days when they that before a game that they need to be getting plenty of sleep, because he understands the importance of sleep for his athletes, that it's going to help them recovery. It's going to help their muscles to feel better. It's going to help their joints. It's going to help their hormones. It's going to help them tremendously. So if that can help a professional athlete, imagine what it can do for us, right? Imagine what it can do for me and you. It can help us tremendously. So make sure that you're sleeping. I know when I'm sleeping a lot better, my leg feels better right now. If I don't sleep very well, last night I didn't get very well sleep because I was too busy thinking about I don't want to have an infection again. The boot's been rubbing against my Achilles and it's bothering me and it's just hurting right now and I really don't want to deal with it. So I was up a little bit longer and it was harder to sleep, but you still have to force yourself to sleep. You're going to have to. If you do that, it's going to help you manage so much stuff, especially with stress. Number three, stress. I mean, there's really nothing that you can do about stress, right? Stress is going to happen. I'm stressed right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm stressed. I have stressors. I have stressors with my kids, my job, training, all these things, right? We all have stress, but it's how we approach it. It's how we are able to stay organized. It's how you're going to really have to stay focused on what your goal is and manage the stress. You're going to have to manage it. That you'll never eliminate it. It's always there. But how can you remain neutral in it and just say, okay, so here's the things that I have to take care of. This is how organizing I'm going to be. I'm going to plan my things. I'm going to put things on calendars. I'm going to stay mentally focused. I know if I wasn't exercising right now, I would be stressed out of my mind. I would be so stressed. So I know every day at 2 o'clock, I'm going to weight train. I may be seated most of the time, but I'm going to weight train because I know mentally that it's something that's huge for me. So what is it for you? I highly recommend, though, you need to be strength training. So this is number four. You need to be strength training at least 2 to 4 times per week. You really do. So you need to lift weights. And I mean, you need to lift some good weight. Right now, I'm still lifting a good weight. I'm noticing I'm getting stronger, which is kind of funny. I'm not able to really do much, but I notice I'm getting stronger. I'm able to bench press still. I'm able to shoulder press still. I'm able to dumbbell press still. I'm able to row. I'm able to lat pull down. I'm able to leg extend. I'm able to knee to leg press. I'm able to do a lot of things. So you're not going to get anywhere just doing 5-10 pound dumbbells. You need to push yourself. The ladies that I train that are over 60, I make them push themselves. The men that I train that are over 60, I make them dead hang. I make them hang from a bar. I make them do deadlifts. I make them do snatches. I make them do bench press. I make them do bent over rows, lat pull down, leg extensions, things that are going to help them stay stronger. I want my clients, and I want you to understand this, that as you get older, it doesn't necessarily get harder. It's because you stop strength training like you were 30 or you were 40, right? You never probably didn't do that in your 30s and 40s. But I'm just saying you need to strength train so hard right now and do at least 2 to 4 times a week. Pick 5 exercises and build muscle, right? Build muscle as much as you can on your body. Keep the muscle that's on your body. So you need to get after it. So here's the next big tip. I want you to start thinking about an 80-20 rule. Okay, so 80% of the time you're gonna eat good quality foods, so nutritious foods, and you're gonna stay away from less nutritious foods. And I'm not saying that there's a good food or there's a bad food. I think everything in moderation is perfect, but 80-20 rule. So 20% of the time you're not gonna eat very well, right? You're gonna go through a drive-through, or you're gonna pick up your favorite meal, or you're gonna eat a pizza, whatever it may be. But 80% of the time, you're going to eat really, really well. 20% of the time, you're not. If you change the equation out, so 70-30, just notice that your goals aren't going to be hit as well. But again, you're ready. I mean, you're ready to hit a goal. So if you go 80% hardcore, 80% only, and then 20% you kind of recover and relax a little bit on your nutrition, you're still going to be okay. Okay, so the 80-20 rule with your food still works. So don't get so caught up on it. Just make sure that you're eating the 80-20. Then, our next one, just make sure that you're eating way more than 1,200 calories. You need to be eating 1,200 calories. You're not under 5 feet, right? You're probably over 5 feet. If you are under 5 feet, you still don't need to be eating 1,200 calories, but your body needs calories. It's just not enough. 1,200 calories isn't going to help you build muscle. 1,200 calories isn't going to help you burn fat. 1,200 calories is going to do nothing but make you tired. So undereating is just going to lead really to overeating. You're going to get hungry on the weekend. So don't really cut your calories that much. An easy thing to do is start logging your food. Go to MyFitnessPal, go to the Lose It app, log your food. If you don't know how many calories you should be intaking, then here's an easy equation. You just take your ideal, your target weight in pounds. So let's say you want to weigh 160 pounds and you multiply that number times 12. I don't know the answer to that number, but whatever that is, it's probably, 2,000 calories? I don't know how to can't multiply. But just take your target weight, multiply by 12. It's just an easy number, and that's how many calories that you're going to be intaking every single day. And no, you don't need to deduct 500 calories from it because you're exercising or anything like that. Just stay within that number. If you do that over time, I'm telling you right now, you will start losing weight. You will. Anytime my clients come to me and they tell me that, oh, I've lost weight and I've started to do whatever type of diet or whatever, I started doing this, I'm just telling you, like, whatever you're following, you're going to start losing weight. If you're paleo, Atkins, what are the other ones? Keto. Just remember, they cut your calories. You're eating less crap and you're eating better things. That's fine if you need those things. That's fine if that's what's going to jumpstart you. But just know over time, it just, what works best for you may not work for me. And that's okay. But calories in versus calories out. I've noticed I've packed on a little bit of weight just because I'm not able to burn the calories that I was eating. I'm still kind of eating the same as I did, but I'm not moving as much. So you got to make sure that you adjust according to your lifestyle. So I know that I can't eat as much, so I better cut back. If not, I'm going to get a little bit bigger. And if you're okay with that, just remember the mindset is big, okay? So your mindset has to be on point with everything that you're doing. So again, we're still talking about walking a lot. We're talking about managing stress. We're talking about sleeping 7 to 9 hours, 6 to 8, 80-20 with food, eating more calories than 1,200 calories, and strength training 2 to 4 times per week. Now, I love to drink wine. I really do. I enjoy the company more, but I do like enjoy a glass of wine with my wife. I do like a good beer. Preferably, I know you're probably going to laugh, but I am a Miller Lite champion. Just kidding. Official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. There's nothing wrong with alcohol. I don't think there is, in moderation. Now, just remember, when you drink, it's going to wreck your sleep, right? So you want to limit the intake of alcohol. Always drink more water. Always drink a lot of water. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm like, man, I'm thirsty. I need a drink. So make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. and try to limit your alcohol intake. Just, you don't have to over a lot, but I'm just saying, if you want to lose weight, limit your alcohol intake and you'll start losing weight, because it wrecks your sleep, it wrecks your hormones. So in moderation, everything in moderation, right, with alcohol. So that's a big one. And lastly, here's the biggest of the eight. Make sure that you're eating enough protein, because if you eat enough protein, it's going to help you reduce hunger. It's going to help you prevent muscle loss. The more protein that you have, the more muscle you're going to have on your body. And what's a good number to aim for? Anywhere from, if you're going to take this equation, so your target weight again in pounds. So if you want to weigh 160 pounds, you multiply that times 0.7, or you multiply that number times 1, right, grams. So that's going to give you, so take that number, whatever it is, 160 times 0.7 or the number 1. That's going to give you the amount of grams per pound of body weight of protein that you should be intaking per day. I know that's a handful, but just take your target weight, multiply it times 0.7 to 1 or 1. And so 160 pounds times 1 would be 160. So that'd be 160 grams per day. That's how much protein you should be intaking. And you might think, well, Mr. Andrew, that's a lot of protein. It's really not. I mean, it really isn't. Like, if you just start logging your food, you'll notice that you'll get there pretty quick. And just remember, too, fruits and vegetables are huge. The more fruit, I mean, how many apples can you eat in a day? I know I can only get about 3 in, and I'm like, man, I'm stuffed. But it's definitely good fiber for the body. So make sure you're eating veggies. Make sure you're eating good fruits. And I mean, there's numbers that you can take from that, too, but I don't want to get too involved in that. It's not a big deal. Just eat plenty of fruits and veggies, and you're going to start losing weight. Because most people don't really... They kind of underperform or under eat protein and fiber and good things and veggies. So eat as much as you want. Eat as much protein as you want. Eat as much good things as you want. If you don't know what protein is, Google, what is protein? What are good sources of protein to help me lose weight? And there's going to be so much that's out there. And I'm telling you, chicken, beef, I'm a big chicken. Last night we had a beautiful chicken and veggie meal. Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm easy. I'm pretty easy, guys. Pretty easy. So think about that for yourself. It's really, really, really simple. 8 weight loss essentials: walk a lot, manage stress, sleep, be about 80 to 20 with your food, eat more than 1,200 calories, strength train 2 to 4 times a week, drink more water, less alcohol, eat more protein, fruits, and veggies. And number 9, bonus one for you, don't get so caught up in fitness. Let me explain. Fitness is a way to improve your life. That's all it is. The gym, strength training, eating right, all this is just to help you improve your life. But if it takes away from your life, if it takes away from you being present with your family, if it takes away from your joy, don't do it as much. You should always be joyful. You should always be present. And that's something that I'm practicing right now as well, as I tell you that. Be present. Put your phones away. Don't get on your phone so much. Get off of it. Get away from it. Start having good quality conversations. Hang out with your spouses. Hang out with your kids. Talk to them. Hug them. Love them. And I'm talking to myself too, because I practice this daily as well. But that's your bonus tip number 9. Be present in what you are and don't stress so much. Don't get so caught up in fitness. Hit a goal. Feel better. Look better. If you feel better, you look better, and it's helping your life, great. Stay at it. Okay? Can you do that for me? I sure hope so. Well, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode today. Those are some tips for you to help you lose weight, to end the year, to start the year. And I just want to wish you the best. I'm excited to continue to grow and you be part of my journey. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. Be sure to check us out everywhere on social media, BUSTOS Training, Bustos Training. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.